Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we keep winning games, yeah. We'll learn the words. Welcome on in.
Just win, baby.
Yeah, well, that's what the Eagles do. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Monday as the Philadelphia Eagles move to 4-0. They did it again. Kyle's back, healthy, behind the glass.
Yeah, bubble good.
Yeah, we thought we lost him up right now. He's good to go. We got a lot to discuss today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to ask people today, before we judge, let's just try to understand.
Oh, stop it.
Let's just try to understand.
Stop it.
What's going on before we pass judgment this morning?
The Reverend is here?
I'm just saying.
The good Reverend.
Before we pass judgment.
The Reverend Hugh Douglas.
Let's try to understand what's going on.
Okay, we'll get to the judgment part of the show. Can we start with the team and a victory?
Yes.
They go down to Tampa.
Victory Monday.
Exercise the demons as the Philadelphia Eagles have, well, an amazing first half and a second half that was so bad offensively, so bad that I thought they were going to blow that thing. That was yesterday an inverse of last week. I mean, it literally was last week's game, just the complete opposite. It starts with the special teams defensive score, right? You know, Sidney Brown picks it up. After Cam Lotu blocks the punt and we get the party starter and we're up. And the offense in the first half of that game, Hugh, was spectacular. They were on point. Jalen Hurts was basically perfect in the first half of the game. Creativity with a little shovel pass to Dallas Goedert. Everything was awesome in the first half of that football game. And then the second half happened, and they could not muster a first down. They had negative yardage in the second half of the game to the point where they let the Bucs right back in the game. And if not for defensive plays, I mean clutch defensive plays by Jahad Campbell, they probably don't hold on. Hugh Douglas, your reaction as the Eagles go to Tampa Bay. They win. They're 4-0, but it was literally the tale of two halves again, just the opposite way this time.
Exercise the demons in Tampa, which is always great. Mm-hmm. Went down there and they took care of business, man, and the weather was a somewhat of a factor. They did let that hold them back. Yeah, it was a little bit of a hair-pulling situation. I had a chance to listen to it in the car when I was going home. Merrill was not that happy.
I mean, how could he be?
Merrill was not happy in the second half. It was a little doom and gloom, but they were able to pull it out. 4-0, go Birds. Go Birds.
Oh, so we're just going to pretend the second half didn't happen? What do you mean what I'm talking about?
I just told you. What did I just say about what's the most important thing about what happened
from
Sunday?
You're going to win as a win us?
Go Birds.
You're going to win as a win us.
Go Birds.
I see what we're doing today. All right, I see.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
What do you mean?
I just said go Birds.
The second half.
Come on.
Here. Wait a minute. Listen.
Hold on a second. Last week was the jumping off point. Last week was the beginning. So
go Birds.
That's what you got today for us?
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Hugh Douglas is checked out for the day. Go Birds. The details don't matter. The second
it's
half
only
doesn't
Monday.
Matter.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
It's 10:04. It's 10:04. I'm not going to make it to 2 if we're just go Birds and everything.
All I'm saying, go Birds. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Go Birds.
What happened in the second half?
What you talking about?
But you heard my question.
Okay, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second half.
Oh.
I don't recall.
So we have the good reverend, and now we have spin doctor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are sickening.
What are you talking about?
This is might be uglier than the second half offensively
yesterday.
I don't
understand what you mean.
No, you missed it?
Wait a minute. We won, didn't we? It was 25-31, right?
Maybe here's the problem. I asked you what happened, and the answer is nothing. That's why you don't remember.
I don't recall.
You know, you don't recall a second half completion, do you? Because we didn't have a completion in the second half. Zero! What the heck was that after halftime?
All I know is that we're 4-0.
Yeah.
And we're one. It's only one other team that's undefeated.
Yeah, the team you picked to lose every week, Buffalo.
Yeah. I was close, though.
Yeah, no, you weren't. No one thought they were going to win that football game. All right. So here's the reality of yesterday.
It was not a blowout.
Okay. Yesterday, the Eagles outgained the Bucs 201-99 in the first half.
Yes.
The score was 24-6. And really, it was only 24-6 because the kicker for the Bucs made a ridiculously long field goal. I mean, it was 24-3 until seconds to go in the first half. Jalen Hurts at halftime, 15 of 16 for 130 yards and two touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, I actually thought the first half yesterday was more impressive than the second half last week. Hurts was in command, and it wasn't like...
And they jumped out. They did what you wanted them to do.
Yeah, it wasn't, hey, we're down three scores, we got to throw the ball. It was, we're in control of the game. I thought Jalen against the blitz was awesome. I thought he was accurate.
Read the defenses really well.
Totally. I thought he ran when he needed to, including the one run around the outside to get close to the goal line. I thought he was...
The fake tush push.
Everything about the offense was awesome in the first half of the game. They moved the football. Dallas Goedert involved. Jalen Hurts was, again, doing... They averaged 7.2 yards per play in the first half of that game. In the second half, even if you take out the minus 34 yards rushing on the safety to end the game, right, the punter just ran backwards, even if you take that out, the Eagles were outscored 19-7. And by the way, that 7 was because they got the ball on the 20-something yard line after Campbell forced a fumble on Bucky Irving. But even if you take out the 34-yard negative play on the final safety, which whatever, no one cares about the yards on that, they were outgained 277-33 after halftime. It was like last week's first half in reverse. Hurts in the second half, he was 0 for 8. They didn't complete a pass after the halftime. Look, the Eagles win every week, clearly. They are the best team in pro football. They've been that for a year now. And that is the most important thing. But why do they have to be so Jekyll and Hyde in these games? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that's the thing that's a little bit perplexing.
Yeah.
When you talk about the way that you started the game yesterday and the way that you ended the game, it's like, okay, what happened when you went into halftime?
Yeah.
You know, I know that there's some probably similar or people thinking that, you know, in that situation, you want to salt the game away. That's when your running game really starts to pay huge dividends for you.
They couldn't run the ball right now.
Yeah, I was about to say they couldn't even get that going. And I think that when you have a team that had that much success running the football last year, and you look at the running back still looks the same as he did last year, you got to kind of point to the offensive line and say they're not really doing the job that they've done in the past.
Well, okay, so I think part of that is Lane Johnson now for two straight games has not finished the game. We have some issues now with Lane's health. Hopefully he's going to be okay, but this is two straight. So I think that's part of it. The O-line not holding up for full games is part of it. I don't know what's going on. I just know there's two halves of football yesterday, two different teams just like last week. 215-592-9494. The Eagles win. The Eagles win every week. We expected that. I think we all picked the Eagles to win the game. What stood out the most to you, though? The way they played in the first half or what we saw in the second half? One thing I want to point out before we get to all the phone calls and we get to hear from Sirianni and Saquon Barkley here on the game yesterday. They had their star players yesterday make a lot of amazing plays. I mean, that really, the game was won by their stars. I thought Quinyon Mitchell was amazing yesterday.
Key plays yesterday when they needed him.
Boy, he's becoming a all-pro kind of caliber corner. Cooper DeJean was everywhere yesterday. I think he sets the tone for the entire defense. Zach Bond is picking up where he left off last year as an all-pro, and I think Zach Bond right now is our best pass rusher, which probably says something about our pass rush. And Hugh, how about Jahad Campbell? Jahad Campbell, you know, they draft this kid in the first round. Everyone's like, oh, my God, why did he fall to the Eagles? Oh, well, he's hurt. He's not going to play. Or he's going to be behind. This guy makes winning plays every week. I mean, he had made two plays that saved the game. The forced fumble on Bucky Irving set the Eagles up for their only score of the second half. And that interception, what an incredibly athletic play. The Eagles have the best, after all those years, Hugh, of the Eagles not prioritizing linebacker, they have the best inside linebacker duo in the whole NFL.
Yeah, man, they're playing well. And when you talk about as hot as it was yesterday and the way that there were lulls in that game as far as defense was concerned. At key moments, they came up with some huge plays, man. And that's kind of what you need when you're talking with your defense and you look at all those stars they have over there. They came up with some key plays at some key moments.
So I thought, they had a couple bombs they gave up, right? The Abuka play where he just kind of went through the two defenders and Makuba was all twisted up there and it was a big play, explosive play. I thought that one was a mistake by the defense. And then Campbell got caught on that kind of wheel route by Bucky Irving. But I like the way the defense played yesterday. I know they gave up two gash plays, and that made things look worse statistically. I like the way the defense played yesterday. It's the offense that is just confounding me. At times, they look amazing, and at times, they can't get a first down. 215-592-9494. What stood out the most to you? The first half, the excellent offense, or the second half, where they could not move the football at all and almost gave way a 3-score lead. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday after the game. Asked, are you the team from the first half or the second half? Here's what he said.
What offense do you think you are, the one from the first half or the one from the second half?
I don't know, Zach. I mean, hopefully we're the one from the first half.
Well,
I don't know, Zach. What the hell do you think?
What do you think, Zach?
It's the most concise he's ever been.
It was. I like that answer. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
It's all you little annoyed.
Yeah. Well,
a little annoyed.
Would you be annoyed after watching that second half offense?
Well, you know, you got to be professional.
No,
even though
don't.
Zach was getting on your nerves.
Professional.
Them and Zach.
You got the head coach is jawing with the other quarterback professional.
Hey, asking all these hard-ass questions.
Was that a hard question? Was that really a hard question?
Did we win the game? I'm ad-libbing. Did we win the damn game, Zach? Get out of my face. Get out of here.
Yeah, you can't be a Hugh Douglas. Just say win's a win all the time. All right, Saquon Barkley asks, which team are we? Here's Saquon after the game yesterday.
I think we're both. And that's just, you know. When we're firing, we're really hard to stop, especially with the offensive power we have. But we're playing bad. We're really playing bad. So we just got to do a better job of playing better than worse. And that's just the nature of football.
So we got to do a better job playing better than worse? Is that what Saquon said there?
Basically.
We're getting real philosophical on Monday.
You got to reflect and ask self, why are we here? Why are we in this position that we're in right now? We're 4-0. We're not playing our best football, but we're 4-0. And you know what yourself tells you? It says, self, the reason why we're doing this is because we are a team of destiny. We are a team of destiny.
Our caller self?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Are you talking to yourself again?
I'm metaphorically, you know, having a conversation.
I've had enough of Socrates Douglas over here. 215-592-9494.
We are in a good spot. We are in a good spot.
They completed zero passes in the second half.
At the end of the score, it was, 35-21 or something like that?
No, that wasn't the score.
It was close. But you almost called the score, though, yesterday. It was like, 31-24? I said that yesterday. Didn't I say something?
So you said they won by 10. I thought you picked them by 10.
I promise.
So you don't know the score of the game or what you predicted yesterday. We are flying on a Monday. Kyle, welcome back. Glad to see you're better. What stood out to you, first half or second half? What do you got?
I'm in like a weird headspace today about the Eagles because I'll say this. The first half stood out to me the most just because that's sort of the most annoying part of the game to me. Not because of how well they played, but just because like, why don't we look like that all the time?
It's in them.
With the amount of talent that we've put together on this team. Like, that's the product that we should be able to expect every single Sunday from the Eagles with the amount of talent they have on offense, the way they're coached on defense. Like, the Eagles should dominate, like, everybody. Like, we are a super team considering the amount of talent that we have. But, like, it just bothers me that they go so hot and cold. Everybody, whether it's the play calling, the quarterback, just like allowing explosive plays on the defense. Like, that was annoying in the second half. But, like, why can't they put that together for 60 minutes of football? They should be running through this entire league. Like, why are they not doing that? It's super frustrating that they put that at, like, if it was something where they never really looked like that and they looked all the time like they did in the Chiefs game or in the first half of the Rams game, second half of the Bucs game, then, like, I'd be like, okay, like, there's a clear, like, something is very obviously holding this team back from what it is. I'm just, like, confused. What is holding this Eagles team back from being as great as they should be?
I don't know if I've ever seen a team have as good and bad of halves as they've had in the last two games. It is remarkable what they've done in the last two games to do. They did the same thing in inverse. I mean, they started this game, like Kyle said, it's the way they should look. And then they went to the second half, and it was the way they looked last week against the Rams. All right, so here are their passing yards quickly in the last four halves of football. The first half against the Rams, -1. Second half against the Rams, 203. First half against the Bucs, 130. Second half versus the Bucs, -18. It's almost like they're different teams in different halves. It is remarkable. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most? The second half, they almost giving it up. The first half, playing perfect football, really, especially on the offensive side. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Good
Victory
morning, Monday. Chris. What's up, buddy?
You can't. Hugh, you're killing me, man.
This guy.
10:04 on a Monday, and we get Gap Year Douglas already in the studio.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well have just taken the day off.
Yeah, I mean, we're 4-0.
What do you mean, go Birds? What are you talking about? Go Birds.
Yeah, you cannot go Birds.
How many other teams won four games?
I have one rule. You can go Birds as long as Jalen Hurts completes a pass in the second half. So today you can't do it. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Guys, before we address the negatives here, let's talk about the positive. I need Rob Lincoln to get his ears on because Kyle Quinn gets every Friday off now. Moving on, the Eagles are 2-0 this year when Kyle's off on football Fridays. So Rob,
hold on. We played a game before the first one when I went to a wedding.
Yeah. But you were off the day of the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Football Friday.
I don't care what the reason is when you're
Well, no. But hold on. But you're acting like... No, the timeline doesn't make sense. Wouldn't they have had to have played after I took off?
They're also 2-0 when he's here on the football Friday. They're 4-0, right? Bottom line,
what if I just canned the wedding and then came in that Friday? Then your whole thing is moot.
Kyle, I'm trying to give you Fridays off, and you're arguing with me. All right,
I don't want to take Fridays off.
We got a big month coming up here. The rally for Red October this Friday. Go ahead, Chris.
That's right. Listen, hey, can we address numbers here? Jalen's passing numbers in that game. When he targeted anybody else other than A.J. Brown, he was 13 of 15 for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. His targets to A.J. Brown, 2-9, 7 yards. What I saw from A.J. was zero separation. I didn't see a whole lot of heart and fight and will there. And it's becoming a problem. I think we need to fix it somehow. But that is a glaring issue there, right? This team is exhausting. They are so inconsistent. It just makes me lose my brain watching them, because in the first half, they looked great. You know, they had us laughing at third eye blind Douglas because, you know, his crazy prediction he had on Friday. But then in the second half, you know, they tried forcing the ball to AJ, and the entire offense just wilted in the sun like you people when they leave their mom's basement. So, guys, I don't know what is going on here, but in week 5, we're nearing, you know, it's the end of, you've run out of excuse time. We're no longer win anymore. You know, it's about trying to put this thing together, because we're done with our patience. And I do have a positive bit of good news that I heard. Per source, Coach Sirianni knows this. And from what I understand, he handed the Clippers to Petula and said, quote, go Brittany. Have a good day.
Oh, wow. Petula's going to shave his head? How about that?
You know, things were going well until Kevin Petullo took back play calling in the second half.
Oh, so yeah. I mean, last week, Q, you heard that Jalen Hurts took over play calling in the second half? You know what I heard yesterday?
You heard.
I heard they let Jalen Hurts have it in the first half. It was an extension of last week. And then at halftime, Kevin Petullo went in there and said, give it back. Bam!
Backed him.
And then Petullo took it back in the second half, and look what happened.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
I'm just wondering.
I feel like I'm being made fun of.
Are the good plays Jalen Hurts' plays and the bad plays Petullo's?
I'm just wondering how this works. I feel like you couldn't wait to have that take this morning.
Well, because we need to go back to reality, and last week we went so far from reality.
I don't know what happened, Joe. I haven't talked to anybody yet.
May I have a theory?
Sure.
Quarterback goes hot and cold. This we've been doing this for years, and we try to come up with these theories on why. I don't know.
Really,
it just goes hot
really
and cold.
Since we out here throwing out theories, maybe it was just hot.
What does that mean?
It was hot. And the guy was hot. But I was smoking crack.
What does that mean?
That means it was
hot.
That's
his excuse.
That's not an excuse. I'm just saying, since we throwing out theories.
It was hot in the first half.
It was hot, but it was hotter in the second half when you come in there and come back in. Shout out, like real talk though.
But
shout out
to the Bucks. Be hotter after a full half?
Shout out to the folks that stood there and had the things.
The shade guys.
The shade people.
Shade guys.
Because that had to be a hard job to do. Like, standing there in the hot sun, holding up the shade. So shout out to those folks.
Shout out to shade guys. And they did their job better in the first half, right? Is that how this works? They stunk it up in the second half, those shade guys.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Hughes one step from blaming those guys.
I know, yeah. They weren't shading them enough in the second half. Let's go to Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Hey, y'all. What's going on, man?
Hey,
Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning to the best radio sports talk show ever.
I tried to tell him. I hit my four-leg parlay yesterday.
How about that? Sean, but we appreciate that, buddy. What are you feeling after that win?
I mean, I'm leaning towards more of the second half, and this is my theory, because I always got a theory. I think this organization is so great to the point where even through adversity, they can control a game. Somebody said I was making excuses, but the second half,
like
they just came out flat-footed. The defense was holding up the end of the bargain. The offense in the first half did their thing. And the Bucks just came out in the second half a little bit more hungrier. They wanted to get back. They wanted to drive the score up and try to win this game. And they held us to where they held us at. As far as A.J. Brown go, listen, if he feel the way he feel, let him go. He can go. But, of course, we all know that's not going to happen.
I don't want to let him go.
The game is played. Every game is played different. Each team that we play, we have to sit back and decipher how we're going to play that team. And he wasn't open at all. They locked him down. You know, so I don't know if the knee injury is still bothering him or something. He needs to stop reading that book and get back into his face, just like Sutherland. I agree with that.
Yeah, enough book reading. I read a lot of books, Sean, but sometimes you got to lock back in. I'm with you. Enough reading books. Sean, I don't know what's going on with the AJ thing. We're going to address it. But, the second half, Sean, I'm less annoyed and frustrated with the defense the second half. They gave up a couple big plays, and that really got the Bucs back in the game. But I thought they buckled down. I mean, great. Jahad Campbell is a player. Zach Bond is awesome. I thought Quinyon was outstanding yesterday. Cooper, it's the offense. Sean, I just don't understand how the offense went from that good in the first half to zero completions in the second half.
I mean, the world would never know. But the thing is, our leader, Jalen Hurts, kept his composure, and he did not make any mistakes. He didn't turn the ball over.
Didn't make any completed passes in the second half either.
I mean, he didn't complete any passes either, but our receivers was locked down. Nobody was open, so he had to do what he had to do to control the game in that aspect. Even though they came back and was close to winning, and our defense did what they had to do to get us through.
Yeah, and look, the turnovers thing, it's a huge thing. He hasn't thrown an interception in like 200-something attempts now. And Sean, we appreciate the phone call, dating back to last year with Hurts. And every week it feels like the other team makes one or two mistakes, and the Eagles don't make any in terms of turnovers, or they make one at the most, and that decides the football game. I mean, yesterday, Bucky Irving fumbled. That gave the Eagles their only score of the second half. That really basically won the game. And at the end, Baker tried too hard to make a play. Threw a pick, and that sealed it. 215-592-9494. We'll hear from some of the players next on what's going on with this offense. Super red hot in the first half and the second half. I don't know what the heck was going on there. Plus, our resident crash out expert will break down A.J. Brown's crash out later. Merrill joins us at 11, and coming up, the montage. How the win sounded on WIP. Your biggest takeaway from the game yesterday. Eagles win again. They're 4-0. And what stood out the most to you, the first half or the second half? We'll talk about it all. It's a Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Yo, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. What stood out the most yesterday, the great first half or the second half, which Hugh Douglas doesn't remember?
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
Mind got zapped from that second half.
As I look at the camera, like, huh?
What happened?
Men in Black show up and do this.
Maybe look like, huh? What do you mean?
I think Hugh's just mirroring the fan base, because that happens a lot when things aren't perfect.
Like, amnesia?
What are you talking about? Yeah, total amnesia. Second half was crap. Let's call it for what it was.
I don't remember.
I would say the offense was crap.
Only thing I know is that
we won.
We won.
Win. A win is a win? A win is a win?
The truth might be that Hugh just woke up and found out that they won.
Well, that could be part of it. Yeah. Tired Douglas over here may have dozed off at halftime thinking, they got this. No big deal.
I listened to it on the radio, but I did doze off a little bit.
Come on, Pop-Up. I think we need you for 3.5 hours on Sunday, buddy.
you got to lock
it's
in.
It's the middle of the day.
Couple poll questions here up to start the show. Are the Eagles closer to the team from the first half or the second half? 77% early saying the first half, 23%. They must have fell asleep like Hugh Douglas in the second half and the Eagles offense. And I like this poll question. Who do you think called the plays in the first half of the game?
See, now y'all just being messed
The good place. 61% riding with Kevin Petula, but 39% believe Jalen Hurts called the plays in the first half.
Yeah, I don't,
we got a lot of time. Though.
Are they joking, or has Hugh really poisoned these people?
This is Hugh's fault. Again, the rest of the season, all the good plays Jalen Hurts calls them, all the bad plays Kevin Petula calls those.
I mean,
we've established that.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. From the two halves, the way that they went, there could be something valid
there
to that.
There could be nothing valid to that. And
hey, why they go stagnant?
You tell me.
I'm just saying. Mm. I haven't gotten any information on that yet. But I'm just saying it's all valid.
It's not, but we can pretend. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Jalen Hurts asks, hey, the first half was great, second half wasn't. What's the difference? Here's what he said after the game.
What worked in the first half, especially against the blitz?
Well, it's just about execution. It's just no different than what I've said on a Wednesday talking to you guys. It comes down to execution and got to execute at a high level and continue to learn as things go on.
Well, I think he answered your question, Hugh. What was the difference? Execution.
You mean guys weren't getting open and getting the plays called or whatever?
Mm, or maybe he wasn't delivering the football where it needed to be.
It could be all of those things that he said could potentially be true. Yep. No question about that.
Well, I think it's a lot. It's everything. I mean, when you have a second half where you have negative yards, when you have a second half where you have zero completions, it's got to be everything. It can't just be one thing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
The confounding part is, and Kyle said it well in the first segment, we see what they can be. We saw it in the second half last week.
And that's the most frustrating thing about all of this, Joe.
Yes. You know, when it comes to the defense, I give them some grace. It's still really young on the defensive side. The Bucs made some big plays. They didn't sustain drives. They made a couple of splash plays. I like the way the defense played yesterday. Even without Nolan Smith out there, I thought Fangio called up the blitz at the right time. They forced a couple turnovers. I thought Quinyon was awesome. I thought they made a lot of nice plays on defense. A couple big splash plays, whatever. That's not going to happen very often. It's the offense I don't understand. We can't run the football when we need to.
At times,
super inconsistent. It has been a theme here. All right, let's hear from Jordan Mailata on the offense and his take on what's going on and what could be changed.
I think we have to do a better job up front at executing, but also, you know, again, if we know that they're going to load the box, let's kind of see how we can pick them apart, whether we run more play actions. But I think it all starts with us up front, with the execution. And I think, again, you look at the plays, we're always one away. And that is such a big momentum killer and drive killer.
What'd you make of Mailata there saying we could do a little more play action? Do you take that as a little bit of a questioning of the coach?
Well, I take
play calling.
Okay. I'm a long talk.
Just go for it.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Because I think that, you know, we're in reckless territory right here, Joe.
Well, you led us here last week, so let's dive full in.
So when he says that, there is some indictment on the coaches.
Okay.
Because they're calling the plays. Mm-hmm. But that's the reality of playing this game and being a dynamic running team. I talked about that all last week, about how when I started talking about history in the past and play action and Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts, that's what made them so successful, because everything played off of that. Now, you look at these games that we've played and we've won, it feels like, even though this offense has had its moments, it's disjointed.
Yes.
Now, to me personally, when I watch them, they don't really run plays that complement one another. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is this. You know, for all the cats that play Madden, you have certain tendencies and certain play actions or certain pass flow that you have that mimics other plays, that kind of disguises that play, if you know what I will. Say, like, when we talk about play action all the time, the fact that you do that draw fake to Saquon freezes the linebackers. And then you see a lot of times where they'll fake the draw and the quarterback will take the ball and he'll throw it quickly to one of the receivers. Mm-hmm. That's that you. If you're playing football, especially on the defensive side, you have to honor that action, because it's potential that if he hands that ball off and you're not in position to make that play, it can hit you for a big run.
Our version of that recently has been the RPO with Jalen Hurts, right? It's like the play action you're talking about, but designed more for the mobile quarterback, because it uses his legs. I don't know if we're doing that as much. It doesn't feel like it,
because you're talking about, say, when RPO ran well, you would have the option motion, like both guys would sprint out and the running back would be with him. You got to honor that. As a linebacker, you have to honor that.
Yep.
Instead of dropping back, and then you'll see the quarterback, either he'll hand the ball off or he'll throw it over your head where the linebackers are, and he'll give the receivers the time to get behind the linebackers to make that play. We don't have any of that now.
Feels like we're doing less of what made Jalen so effective early in his career.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to measure offense. We could do it points per game, which is a pretty simple one. One that I always look at is yards per play. It's just like, how often are we moving the football in chunks? Yards
chunk plays.
Just an average of yards per play. Currently, and I know there's four teams to play, right? Monday Night Football is tonight. There's two Monday Night games tonight. So not all the teams have played 4 weeks, but pretty much. The Eagles are 30th in the NFL in yards per play on offense. 4.2 yards per play. The only teams behind them, the Cincinnati Bengals, who are playing a backup quarterback now, and the Tennessee Titans, whose quarterback yesterday said, we asked about the team and how they're playing. So that's
what did he say, Joe?
He said, we asked. I mean, he was asked. That's what he said.
That's the way you
said. That's what he said. We're only in front of those teams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Drink team, how y'all doing?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Let me cook for a minute, man. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I want everybody to understand. We're not taking in consideration. That same beating that Saquon took, so did our offensive line, man. You know, and we went a whole season with them blocking for Saquon and blocking with the tush push, right? So I think a lot of wear and tear is on that offensive line also. What I want to see also, too, is Saquon need to start running downhill, you know, because when you just handing it off in that RPO formation, he's not able to really see down the field. I noticed when you lined up in, like, the pistol or the eye, You know what I'm saying? He could see downfield and he was getting more yardage. And plus, he got a boost of speed. You know what I'm saying? But what I want to say also is the thing with what I was really looking at with Jalen and AJ, Jalen timing is a little bit off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put that all on AJ, but also AJ. You wasn't getting loose yesterday, man. And every time you complain, they putting a double team on you. So, you know, you're going to have to take some of that blame, too. Just keep your mouth shut. Wait for that ball. And when that ball do come to you, catch it, man. Because, listen, we don't need these distractions. We got another Super Bowl to win. We off to a good 4-0 start. And just like I told Kyle when he did the show alone, he said, well, do you think we're going to go 4-0? And I was kind of like iffy, and I said, you know what? Truck it. Yeah, we're going to go 4-0. Yes, sir.
Well, then 4-0 they're at. And speaking of the AJ thing, Will, and look, it's a thing now because he put it out there. And if people missed it, AJ right. Brown yesterday. And Will, good phone call, man. We appreciate AJ Brown yesterday. And we're going to break this down in a full Big Hugh breakdown coming up. But AJ Brown put this quote up yesterday after the game. Quote, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. So that is out there now. They did target him yesterday. We can't say they didn't target him. I think it was, what, 9 targets? Mm-hmm. 2 catches, 7 yards. So it is out there. Now let's hear how the whole thing sounded yesterday right here on WIP. The Eagles moved to 4-0. This team has won 20 of 21 football games. It is amazing how they have these moments in the games. They make you feel not great. But the end result is the same. Basically every week, the Eagles always win. They did it yesterday with a lot of their star players making big plays. Here's how it sounded on WIP yesterday as the Eagles take down the Buccaneers.
Today,
the Eagles and the Bucks in the sun of Tampa, Florida. And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hurts goes with a quick pitch, and taking it in for the touchdown is Dallas Goedert. Hurts pitches it up to Goddard. Touchdown!
Little shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goddard. The Eagles, 21. The Bucks, 3. Eagles have been better in every phase of the game.
They have been, today. Yes. So they're going to give Chase McLaughlin, their kicker, an opportunity from here.
65-yarder. Last play of the half. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is... He got it.
By the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Rolling is Mayfield. He's going deep downfield, and it is caught. And running for a touchdown this time is Mbuka. Goes down the far sideline with a 77-yard touchdown. Eagles had led 24-3, and now it is 24-13. 10 unanswered points by the Bucks. Mayfield signals, gives it off inside again to Irving. Is the football lost? I think the football was fumbled and the Eagles have it.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You called for it. You got it.
They're going to touch push. Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
He's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score. It's Barkley.
They fake the touch push. They give it to Barkley.
And he's in for the touchdown.
Around the outside on the left. And he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed.
The Eagles now lead 31-13. Back goes Mayfield. He's looking for room. He's firing down the far side of the field. It's caught and going all the way for a touchdown. Again, the Bucks have scored. And this time, it is Bucky Irving.
They're not going
away. 72-yarder. Chase McLaughlin, one game. Could he have a 65-yarder and a 58-yarder? The kick is away, and the kick is... He's got it. The Eagles right now are fighting for their lives. They were precise. They were outstanding. They had the Bucks on their heels in the first half. Now they are trying to hang on for dear life, leading by 8 points. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. It was intercepted by Jahad Campbell. Eagles are trying not to win, but to escape. Hurt on third down and 2. Back looking, he fires, it's incomplete. This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds, but the Eagles are going to take over on downs. The final score, the Eagles 31, Tampa Bay 25. That's it. They won. Some wins feel better than others.
Woohoo! Merrill hit the nail on the head at the end. I like the music in the background, too. They go down to Tampa, exercise some demons. You know, for as frustrating as they are at times, they do make an amazing amount of clutch winning plays.
Yes!
There's something to them. I think it's the first time a team has won 20 out of 21 since the Patriots 03-04. Like, when Bond and Jahad Campbell slow made down, those man. Plays late, those are just clutch plays to win the game.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes,
they
yes
also,
it is.
They also go full halves without a completion.
No, but hey, listen, they're 4-0. Now, okay, we need to step back from this. Okay,
and that's what we're trying to do.
We're going to have some truisms right now. We're about to have some truisms.
I like those, but as long as you're telling the actual truth.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's truth.
No, it's the truth.
Mark this time down. 10:44, Hugh tells the truth.
Okay, are the Eagles the defending Super Bowl champion?
Well, you obviously didn't take the pledge, but yes.
No, I promise you I'm going to tie it in if you just follow me for like 2 seconds.
Yes, they are.
Have they been winning pretty?
No.
They haven't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's a fact.
So I got two facts. I'm two for two. Let's see if I keep going.
Now, see where we're going.
Yeah.
Right now, in the NFC, who looks better than the Philadelphia Eagles? Right now.
No one. I'd say the closest is Detroit, but no one looks better.
Game, set, match. Right there.
Oh, that's...
No, but listen...
Nah, game, set, match.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Now... Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit more.
You've let me down. I thought I was going to get somewhere. And then
I did give you somewhere.
Game, set, match.
Game, set, match. But here's another thing. This is another truism. Before last night's game, we all went into that game thinking that the class of the NFC might be The Green Bay Packers,
They lost the Browns last week.
Okay, I forgot
about
that.
They lost the Browns.
But we thought that they were going to be a legit contender, right?
Yeah, yes.
They lost to the Browns, right?
Yes, last week.
And they tied with the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
which is embarrassing.
It's pretty bad. On Micah Parsons night.
It's embarrassing.
What have I done to deserve this?
They're not who they thought
Wait a second. When we first started working, you said don't look at other people's grass. And now you're sitting over here looking at everyone else's grass.
I have an agenda today.
Yeah, well, you have an agenda
No, I'm trying to, like, not an agenda so much. It's perspective.
Okay.
Like, we're not playing our best football. And that's not a lie.
The first truth you've said in 45
minutes. That is not a lie. But they're 4-0. And they're playing the best football out of the conference right now. They're playing the best out of the conference. And I think the thing that we're hoping for is that they're going to get better. And even if they don't get better, they still like one of the better teams in the conference.
But we knew that already. I mean,
And they're 4-0.
Yeah.
They're living up to the expectations now.
Well, more like mine, because someone on this show said 2-2 is acceptable through the first four weeks.
I said it was.
And but I said 3-1 at best.
We've exceeded that.
Yeah. At worst,
so I look at it like this, and this is the thing that we have to do as fans, Joe. And it's hard to do because we always like to compare this year to last year. Each year in the NFL is its own year. You know, when you talk about the way that the offensive line play right now, that is not – they're not playing well.
Didn't you start this by saying we won the Super Bowl?
I know.
it was just the fact that I – like, we're like the point that I was making was we are defending Super Bowl
That's
champions.
Right. My bad. I'm crossing up agenda.
Yeah, you are.
You didn't take the pledge.
Let me cook.
I mean, we're trying.
And the thing is, it doesn't look that great right now. But we are – when you look at the standings and you look at where we are, if the playoffs started, we're in the playoffs today. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you perspective.
September.
I'm just trying to give you perspective.
There's
like,
so much
the point of this conversation is perspective. The point that I'm making is we are in a good spot. We're 4-0.
But they're supposed to be in a good spot. They're the Super Bowl favorites.
No, not when you talk about the way that they've been playing. Like we've been griping since week one. About this offense, about the lack of production from the receiver.
With good reason.
Yeah, but they're still in a good spot, though.
Because they have the best players. I guess I view the Eagles differently. To me, they're Ohio State. They're supposed to win every single football game, and it's about how they win them. And that's the way
style
we talk
points.
About it. Well, it doesn't have to be style
it,
points.
It kind of feels like
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, if they had completed, I don't know, 3 passes in the second half and ran the clock out a little bit more and won the game more comfortably, I think it's a different story.
Why not just like one more drive?
Yeah.
One good quality drive to put the Bucs away.
It's not cute. It's not. And I'm not sitting here and acting like it is.
They're playing with their fire the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
would we agree on that?
But it's a dub.
Yeah. But are they playing with fire?
Yes, they are.
Okay. At least
yes, they are.
Now we've come back to some truth.
It's a dub.
Okay. It's a dub.
We got a dub.
This guy fell asleep in the second half. Aaron in San Diego is up.
You can't prove that.
What's up? I heard it already in the first 48 minutes of the show. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
It is a Live Your Truth Monday, and the first truth is that second half reminded me of that terrible caller on Friday, Dead Air Aaron. Oh, my gosh, how bad was that?
Yeah, Kyle, you missed it. Aaron had himself a little speech prepared and lost his train of thought.
That doesn't surprise me,
Aaron had a couple good weeks here in a row, but we had a little setback on Friday.
Was it the pressure of putting him in the leadoff spot that one day?
It may have been. It's in his own head.
It got too big, yeah.
He said there were some contractors at his house. He was making all excuses of you people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Hugh Douglas school of excuse making.
Wait a minute, how did I catch
You're the biggest one.
If I may, allow me to finish that thought that I had from Friday. To the Peter Schragers, to the Nick Wrights, to the Joe Negative Nelly Gillios, you can take the Buccaneers are the biggest threat to the Eagles. The 1-4
record. Well, that's
record,
not what I said.
Offensive stats, and you can take those takes and stick them right up your pie hole.
Well,
okay?
I never said that. I said the Bucs were overrated. I said the Eagles were going to win this football game. I said I wasn't worried. Douglas over here was worried about the game.
Joe, you need to Merrill listen was about to the too. Words that are coming out of Hugh's mouth.
No, I don't.
The only stats that matter is that the Eagles are 17-1 in their last 18 games, and they are 4-0 on the season. Now, Joe, if you're not going to stand with this team, okay, and back them, then get the hell out of the way because the Eagles are going to live their truth.
I was the one on Friday and said I'm not worried about the game. Hugh was worried about the history versus the Bucs. What are you listening to? I tried on Friday and you blew it.
Their truth is each and every week, whether it be offensively, defensively, or special teams, their mission is to go in on Sunday and kick their opponents' asses up and down that field with the ultimate goal of whatever it takes to win the game. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
At least you finished it strong, Aaron. Aaron trying to pick up his call from Friday and a Monday? You can't do that. Yeah, I need new material.
Moments missed.
Yeah, that was a moment missed, yeah. By the way, you were the one worried about the Bucs on Friday. Let's be
and
clear
about
that.
And I was. I was worried about them because I said, you know, the history.
Yeah, they're not that good.
But I'm not afraid of them. I wasn't afraid of them.
I mean, it sounded like he was dripping with fear. You've been afraid a lot this season. For a guy that says a win is a win.
I've been cautious. That's why I hit this four-leg parlay yesterday, because I'm cautious.
Yeah, how many legs 20. Did you not hit?
We ain't got to talk about the ones we didn't hit. We ain't got to talk about those.
Well, I just
the Shayshon Broccoli one hurt me yesterday.
Yeah, well,
his
rushing yards are hurting all of us right now, including the Eagles' offense. What is going on there?
No anytime touchdown from Jalen Hurts either? None of that?
That was the shock of the day.
Yeah, that definitely was, because that's usually a clutch one. That's usually money.
Enough of throwing these touchdowns.
It was some anytime touchdowns.
I bet
used to be
on the
money
anytime.
The last couple years, man.
Yeah, well, it's been money forever. Just, you know, he threw them on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on the show. Here, we got a lot to do. Merrill Reese is going to join us coming up at 11. We will get to a big, huge breakdown of whatever the heck AJ Brown posted yesterday after the game. 2 catches, 7 yards. I don't think AJ's happy. What else is new? We will get to that. Huge breakdown of what's going on. And I have a thought about all this AJ stuff. At some point, enough is enough. I am glad Aaron brought up the special teams. They were awesome again yesterday. They've basically won them the last two games. I mean, really, they're scoring touchdowns on special teams. What a block there by Cam Latu. And the return by Sidney Brown. All right, a lot to get to. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Merrill Reese will join us coming up on the other side. His take on a win over the Bucs right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.